Welcome, everybody, to the Investing in Real Estate show. On this show, we answer your real estate and tax and economy related questions, and we try to do it with a little bit of fun, a little bit of humor. And you're able to ask us a question here that we answer on the show by going to our website. Go to morrisinvest.com. That's morrisinvest.com. And there's a microphone icon on the right side of your screen. Click that, and you can leave us a 30-second voicemail question. Just a little background on me, if you're not familiar. I'm a longtime real estate investor. I spent a lot of years working the 9-to-5 job. And while I was doing that, I was building up my financial education. This is something you don't learn in high school. You don't learn how to be financially educated when you're in the United States. They don't teach you that. So it's something I had to learn on my own. I went massively into debt after college, made a lot of mistakes. Realized, though, that, wait a minute, if I started to own properties, if I own cash flowing properties, that could offset the amount of money that it would take for me to live every month. And that's how I discovered what I call our freedom number. You know, what is the freedom number that it would take for you to live financially free in your life? We have a free download. It's a totally free PDF called our Financial Freedom Cheat Sheet. I'd encourage all of you to download it. We'll have a link in the description below. Again, it's just a few pages, but it walks you through step by step to help you figure out, you know, how many rental properties and what is the monthly cash flow that you would need in order to cover all of your expenses. It's a really powerful cheat sheet that I hope that you will take advantage of, because you can put that number. We have a lot of clients who work with us. They tell us they'll put that number up on their window, in their bathroom mirror. They put it on their refrigerator, and then they work towards that goal of becoming financially free. So that's what we hope to do, and to really try to educate you in that direction. Okay, today we've got three great questions from our audience about real estate and about the economy and other things. So we're going to take our first question here. This first one is a little difficult to hear. Sounds like he was on some sort of a car phone or something, or a Bluetooth in the car, but just bear with it. It's a short one, and then we will answer it. This one comes to us from Casey.
Hi, Clayton. My name is Casey Walker. I'm from Kalamazoo, Michigan. And the question I have for you involves single-family residences and whether you can throw four or five contracts together for a single-family residence with four or five separate people. Sometimes I feel like I might be violating some type of ordinance or rule because it's multiple people from different backgrounds in one house that's own single-family. I hope that makes sense, but that's really the question. And sometimes I just wonder, well, why even have a multi-family zoning if you can just throw multiple families in a single house? And I know you're not an attorney, but maybe just give me a generalized answer. I'd appreciate it. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Casey. So I appreciate the question. So what Casey is asking is, if you have a single family home, if you're a landlord, you own a single family home, and he's specifically asking about Michigan, can you just, you know, take multiple leases and put multiple families into one single family? You know, maybe you put up a special door, you put a lock on one wall to keep, you know, other families out of the other property or whatever. So you're converting basically a single family home. Maybe a family lives in the basement and another family lives upstairs, and you're turning it into a multifamily. Now, I'm going to tell you this up front. Yes, I'm not a lawyer. And I will tell you this up front. Every state and every county and every city has different ordinances as it relates to multifamily zoning. So before you do anything like that, absolutely you want to go to your county and talk to them. Talk to the authorities on housing, your local housing authority, because you could be doing something illegal and you don't want to be doing that. You don't want to just be throwing families into a single family and taking leases from those individuals. You could be doing something illegal. But many counties, many different housing authorities will allow you to convert a single family into a multifamily, but you need to find out exactly what is required in order to do that. You know, they will come out and do safety inspections. They will have to make sure that you've got separation of, locks and protection for one family over the other. There's a lot of safety considerations that need to take place for that. So they will come out and check your property in a lot of different cities. I know in New Jersey, that's something that they do. They'll come out and make sure you've got fire alarms, fire extinguishers in different levels of the property, especially if you've got a multifamily environment. So you need to check with your local authorities on this before you do anything like that. And then the other consideration, Casey, is, well, if you're doing this, and again, a lot of counties will allow you to convert them because, you know, we have a housing crisis in the United States. So yes, you will find that, yes, they'll let you do it, but you have to then make certain changes to the property legally in order to acquire and to do it properly. And then, of course, change your zoning provisions with the county as well. So now the house will be listed as a multifamily house. The other consideration is, what do you do if you sell the house, the resale of it? Because you might be converting the house, putting up drywall and doing other things like that. And the resale now is going to help, is going to plummet because you've done something to the property that in a single family street of homes is not allowed or is not sought after. So you might, you know, you've got a whole block or a couple of blocks of single family homes, and suddenly this one house now is a multifamily. It could really hurt your resale effort of the home down the line, unless you want to convert it back, remove the drywall and do those construction things again later. So, you know, it's just a consideration. How much do you want to spend on this conversion? And please, again, I'm not a lawyer, but seek legal representation. Make sure you're going through the proper channels at the county level so you don't get fined or in trouble. Because think about it, when you go to get insurance on the property, you know, this could really come back to bite you in the butt. If you're not doing this correctly, you're not doing this on the up and up, and you have insurance as a single family home, and then God forbid something happens in the home, let's say there's a fire or something else, and you go to claim insurance on it, and they find out that you had multiple families living in a single family, this, you know, could be considered insurance fraud on top of it. So please be very careful. Okay, Casey, just make sure you're following everything to the letter of the law. Okay. All right. Our next question.
Hello there. My name is Robel. I live in Sweden. Big fan of your show. Watch every new episode on YouTube. And I'm from Sweden and was just wondering the possibilities of using your service, Morris Invest, to invest in real estate from Sweden. Thanks.
Thank you, Robo, from Sweden. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for the question. And the answer is yes. The short answer is yes. We work with international investors. You can work with us at Morris Invest to buy U.S. real estate, buy our new construction properties. Now, it will require you, though, to take a few extra steps, okay? So what I would encourage you to do is give us a call, book a call with our team, and we can let you know what those extra steps are, but they are going to require you to have to set up a U.S. bank account, and there's going to be a few extra hoops and hurdles you're going to need to go through. Of course, financing on the property is going to be difficult. Getting a U.S. financing through the banks that we work with on the property is going to be difficult, so you could work with us if it's a cash purchase, right? So if you don't have to rely on financing from the U.S. banks and it's just a straight up cash purchase, then that's way easier than trying to get financing. So I just want to prepare you for that. We do work with a lot of international investors that have a cash position. We've worked with a lot of Australian investors over the years that had, they own multiple really overpriced properties, and they were able to convert that to cash. They sold those properties and were able to use the cash to purchase new construction properties in Texas with our team and so forth. So yes, it can happen. Just know that there are a few extra hoops and hurdles. But Robo, I would just consider, go to our website, morrisinvest.com, click on the book a call button, and then just talk with our team about that. And we can find out what your specific situation is. Okay. All right. Our next question.
Hi, Clayton. This is Mary Myers from Pennsylvania. I would like to know, if you own several properties, like say, for instance, 4 or 5, you have no equity, but my credit score is kind of low, and I do bring in $3,000 to $4,000 a month. Is there any other way that I can finance? Do I need to go into business rather than just personally financing it, like refinancing? I need to know. I appreciate if you can answer my question. 4 of my properties are free and clear, and I'm the only one on the deeds and titles, but here in LA, yeah, I've ran into some type of hard times for my papa passing from COVID in September of 2020. So I needed to know if you had any suggestions. Thanks a lot, and have a blessed day. Bye.
Well, first of all, I'm sorry, so sorry to hear about your father passing away during pandemic. My father passed away during the same time. And I will never forgive these governments, especially in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania was one of the worst for these lockdowns and these mandates. So I get really angry when I hear about people who quote unquote died from COVID in Pennsylvania. We're like, you know, I have a lot of questions about that. Don't get me started. And yes, I will never forgive these people for what they did, keeping our family from going to the hospital and seeing our father during that time, and then him passing away by himself in a hospital. Never, ever, ever let that happen again. Make sure we know that these governments can never do that to us again, pushing people into these hospitals where they ended up getting sick. Awful. Anyway, makes me furious. So I am sorry to hear about that. But then I have a lot of questions on your housing question here, because you said at one point you don't have equity, and then you just said you have them free and clear. So which is it? Maybe I was unclear about what your position was, but if you own these houses, you have four houses free and clear. I mean, who gives a rat's behind about your credit score? Like, you own four assets that are free and clear. You can absolutely partner with private lenders, asset managers that will allow you to get money out of those properties. You don't need to rely on a credit score. Again, I think a credit score in the United States is a travesty. It really is something that holds people back. And other countries don't even use it. It's ridiculous. And a lot of people tie their own personal self-worth to their credit score. Like, I'm only a 600. That's the type of person I am. Or I'm a 560. That's the type of person I am. So I must be, you know, a loser. You know, my credit score at one point was like 540. And I started investing in real estate, but I felt really bad about it, you know, and I had to get creative. I couldn't rely on my credit score in order to get funding for my real estate journey. So what I would encourage you to do is go to, you know, first of all, I would talk to my friend Dan Krause over at Churchill Mortgage, okay? He's not an affiliate of this show. He's a friend. He's great. He can do refinances on rental properties that you own. So call, we'll have a link in the description. Call Churchill Mortgage, talk to Dan Krause, see what he can do for you, and see if he can point you in the right direction, number one, so that you can pull out some equity on those properties. Now, if your credit score is a little dinged and you can't go the traditional financing route on it to pull out some equity in order to reinvest, then you may consider private lenders, okay? Hard money lenders, private lenders, who will look at the assets, not you personally. They will look at the assets themselves, and then, of course, they will, they will give you money based on the asset itself. Give you perhaps a revolving line of credit that you can tap into. So, another partner that I've worked with over the years that Natalie and I had based on our assets that we had, we were able to have about $1 million equity position, home equity position that we could then use to invest in other properties. That was Direct Lending Partners, DLP. Again, we'll have a link in the description for that as well. Give them a call. Just say, hey, my credit is what it is, but I have these assets that are free and clear. Would you be able to lend to us with some sort of an open line of credit based on these assets? This is what rich people do. You know, they have gold in the bank. They have Bitcoin in the bank. And what they do is they get loans based on those assets. They don't sell the gold. They don't sell the Bitcoin. They don't sell the homes. They get loans on those. That's how Elon Musk bought Twitter, for crying out loud. So you can absolutely do this regardless of your credit score. Anyway, sorry to hear about your father. Hope this was helpful. And thanks to all of you for leaving us voicemail questions. You can go to our website, go to morrisinvest.com. Click on the microphone icon on the right side of your screen. Leave us a voicemail question and we will attempt to answer it here. Now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone.